Yudches Neil Trafers by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Dalad Iyar HaToshim Mvav, May 13, 1986, and Tuesday continued.
In the behemo are not fatal in the another. If the market is fatal in the behemo, it's fatal in another too. But in the behemo it's fatal, why? Because without therapy. But with therapy it's not fatal. So in the behemo is like in Masle, some mele, we do not have to anticipate possibility. Maybe the behemo just unintentionally and seemingly accidentally, so in the proper herbs, melee it live. Because melee is the malware. So if you get a medical treatment, melee should we conjure up such a strange fact that melee eat the proper herbs and get cured the melee. But Odom is the malware, so melee, Odom is subject to a protest and everything, and Odom has intelligence. So we can say it's true, he has a market which is fatal without any therapy. But maybe he didn't take the proper therapy without him knowing. So, but by year there was no medical treatment. So melee they mentioned Raya from him. So that's the Shitas Rambam also, that any Chayo in the treatise of the Aloch and Mishnah Sinai means without therapy. But with therapy, it can be Chayo. It can be Chayo. But then there is another treatise. Another treatise that is not based upon the Aloch and Mishnah Sinai. It's treatise because it's Netalomus. And that Netalomus means Netalomus, and the therapy will not be effective. Will not be effective. And that, so the Rambam has a one treatise. Nitu lechi lei. So the Rambam says treatise, so the Chacham Lino asking, Pichu lehisi, our treatise Shimona Chachoni. So he said, the reason is why he mentioned this treatise, because Nitu lechi lei, in the stated way, so then the behemoth cannot breathe properly. So he cannot breathe. So it's your dual immunity or two. But then you ask, but Imokolaisi from Kaifesh Molochakami. So he says, I'm not convinced. Because the Mishnah says, Nitalachia Tachtin, in Upshidavim, the next Mishnah, Nitalachia Tachtin. Why does the Mishnah emphasize Nitlech Yatachti? If the Aloch had been as the Chachmumil assumed that Nitlech Yemim is also Tayfe, so the Mishnah should say Nitlech Yatachti, Nitlech Yatachti, not Nitlech Yatachti. The fact that the Mishnah emphasizes Nitlech Yatachti indicates that only Nitlech Yatachti is Kshayo. But Nitalech Levi is the Kabbalah, not the Kabbalah of the Mishnah. Then he cannot live, so because of Nitalomus. And here, no therapy will enable the behemoth to live, will enable the behemoth to live. The two mentions the Ram of Shikhe, the two is Chilikan. And the two, so he holds the way the Chachmunia that since the Mishnah does not mention it, so we cannot relate it out to the Shemar. But the Rambam said the Mishnah does imply it, because the Mishnah emphasizes Nitolet Chilach Tatach Kshelo. Thus, implication being that Lach Tehri is not Kshelo. So the Torah says, and this is what Chachmunia will hold. The Mishnah, when it says Nitlech Yatachtin, it means either Lechem. Needless to mention Lechem, so of course it's Kshel. But Lechem Yatachtin, I would say, it's an eternal thing. So that is Kshel. So even Nitlech Yatachtin is also Kshel. That's the truth. Now, the question was, we discussed. So the question was, the Rambam says, Nigabam Dagi of war. The teeth, the Rafi Elim was removed, and the cheeks were removed. So then, you cannot breathe properly, because the elements of nature will interfere with the breathing. So it couldn't live. So it's Nigabam. What would the tool say? So he said, the tool is silicon in the teeth. It's not Mustafa. The tool with the chilik and the teeth. I mean, what the Rambam says, let's say, if the Amen has all the cheeks removed and the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature, so how could the Amen breathe normally if the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature? But we said, my words, why? I mean, but then I found out that during the war, they did do it. You know, they did have it. So, in other words, they could make a transplant of the Nachlein. Then I was told that during the war, there were such cases. Certain soldiers, not the Danes, but the human beings, certain American soldiers who had the Nachlein removed in the war, and then they performed miraculous operations, all operations, but maybe 10 operations, and they lived. So in other words, it's possible for the behemoth to live with the transplant. So that's the reason why we said in the truth, that the truth will also read the Rambam, that there is our health, mineral, which is the faith. We don't have to say that the truth is really coming from but the truth holds this is not the promise. We promise means that there is no remedy. And the Rambam also says, if there is no remedy. In other words, what the Rambam means, if there is no therapeutic remedy, even if there is, you know, a surgical remedy, you know, by means of a transplant, so it's still taken, because transplant means, it's a very kadoshes. In other words, it means you transplant the lachereli. But without the lachereli, it's in the lungs. It's not that without the lachereli it could live by giving the baby an injection. That couldn't be done. In other words, if you make a transplant, so you incorporate a new organ into the baby. But without that organ, the baby can't work. With all the therapy in the world. And the toolshit means that as long as there is the possibility for the behemoth to live, whether it's on the therapeutic reflex or surgical reflex, even a transplant, but it's a problem of hadoshes, so it's not the bones. This is how we explain the Shiva's Rambam and Shiva's. Anyway, the Nitziv is the one who says that according to the Rambam, they are two categories of prayer. And then I mentioned the Roshna Rambam. I even discussed what Ramesha Feinstein says in the Sefer. Ramesha Feinstein says something else that I discussed in the lesson. In the Kyut, Halochim Beis, the Rambam says, the Inglesit Halchim Beisim Uklau, Shekol Sheyira Ubeim or Nechai or Nechai, Chutz Meilu Shemonu Chachim Beis or Shemonu, So the Halacha Beis Menish says the Halacha that if a Gerime has a Maki other than the Maki is mentioned in the by the Chachamim who was Kodesh, so then it's not a Gerime. Even though all the doctors say Eis Ibon, what would be a very concrete example of that, let's say, terminal cancer. Sometimes there is a brain has cancer. As a matter of fact, I remember years ago, in another bishop there, he took me to his slaughterhouse in Boston many years ago, and he showed me the brain, the doctor in the slaughterhouse. So he said this was an immune tumor on the lung of the brain. And he said, even though all the doctors say to us, no, terminal cancer. He said, so the Rambam says, if the Gemara, when we mention it, in the normal focus, even if it has a big road, so it's a tumor, that's a big road, so even if it's a cancerous tumor, so it's still shared, that's the alternation of the Rambam. The lazy of the same quality. She called Shira the people of the Chayo Lei, Chutz Meir, Shemon Chachadir, Shem Shem, the Skimu Alem, the Bodhidim in Israel, Epsha Shetich, but to Nero and Yerach HaFu, Shein Sein Pomuchim. And we see how the Rambam, with such confidence, he says, never mind what the doctor say, that Ein Sein Pomuchim is, but Epsha Shetich, because if it would be kept without any therapy, then the Chachamim would have mentioned it. Then it should be treated on the basis of Nidalomus. Even if it's not a treated on the basis of the prestatus of the how is it that the Chachamim didn't mention it? So you ask, so why is the Rambam saying Tlachel in Streite, it's not of the Treites of the Aruch Mishneh Sinai? So the Rambam says, I'm not amazing, because the Mishneh says it in the second Mishneh. Eru Kshir is the Behemo, Nitlachel Atachta in verse 1, Nitlachel in Streite. But why is it mentioned in the first Mishneh? Because the first Mishneh mentions the Treites that are based upon the Aruch Mishneh Sinai, not upon the basis of Nitlachel. And they can live with therapy, but still they are treated nevertheless. But this Mishneh mentions Kshayos, so only Nitlach Atachta Mishneh. But Nitlach Re'ayin, the Mishneh of life is treated on the basis of Nitlach. Now, since terminal cancer is not mentioned, or implied in any Mishneh in the Moreh, so that means that the Chachamim and the Kabbalah, that it's not Nidalomus. But we don't know, because we don't know. But someday we'll know. We'll know. And this is, the Mitzvah says, the Pshat, according to the Rambam in the Gemara. So, the Osni Kamira of Adamu, the Chalisa, the Chalish. But, they said, it's Nidalomus, it's Chalitos. But Chazun Kamei said, so you should declare it as faith on the basis of Nidalomus, not on the basis of Allah of Nidalomus. So, Rabbi said, immediately the battle of Sana Chayim, we had a Kabbalah, that any other Mache is not the Nidalomus. Even though it is Nidalomus, because we don't know, but there is a possibility, there is a potential before it. So maybe it's not considered later on. Now, so this is what the Rambam says in the Rambam uses another word. The Rambam uses another word. אין לכל מה שמונה חכמים שנאמר על פי התירה שלו. אין לי יצחק מבקים. מי כבר ראה? But the rest of actors who tell them, look for a way, a perfect one. Ah, they say, oh, it's not fatal. There are many things you can do. You can live in a tagliati, you can do this, you can do that, you can do surgery. There are many things that you can do. I mean, I never asked the doctor, but I'm sure that this is what the doctors would say. So, should we say that that mikvarei is not reisha kasisholot. So the Rambam says, "Ein b'choy al mashemon chachom shenemar al piati asheloch." Now, why the Rambam in a lot of ways had so much meaning in the Chazal? So he said, "But you make only there are four shenitzi from your kids, turn cancer, but if you touch it, doctor don't know." So how is it that the Rambam halachic kilu doesn't say so? So yes, you should have a mind. The doctor says yes. The answer is that the Tzitzit says because if it is greater of the past greatest that are based upon the halachic mishnah sinai, so then the answer is not important. It's only a statistical fact. But let it be a statistical fact. But the Chachamim had a Kabbalah, three for Nechayo. The answer is, three for Nechayo only means without therapy. So what the Gemara says, three for Nechayo is not inconsistent with what the doctor says. Why should we say the doctors don't know? In respect to the doctor saying that when the cancer is the actual case, so we know that it's inconsistent with the Torah. So we say, same on your case, doctors don't have a cure, but in connection with the trust treatise, so they are treated because of the Lachon Mishpisinai. But without therapy, without medical treatment, it couldn't wait. But some melee, the doctors are right, but still they are treated. They're still treated. That's why the Rambam, now, what he do doesn't say, yes, he's made it to the doctor, self-justice. So what? But they are brave anyway. But you say, but it's inconsistent with the Mishnah, the trade of the Gemara, trade in the Chayot. Trade in the Chayot? No, it's not inconsistent. When the Gemara says trade in the Chayot, it means without medical treatment. But with medical treatment, it is higher, but it's greater anyway, because of our formation is enough. Our formation is enough. But, that's what Nitzim says, in respect to Mochel Hulje, or in the Nashke, that's not mentioned in our formation is enough. But they wanted that it should declare the straight and the basis of it alone. So it says, in the whole base of Mashim Kachami, and it's not in the Romans, because there is a potential report. Even though no actual report today, so it's not great. And then I discuss with the Rambam regard to the Chayim Sodom, the Tahirik, faith is important. So the Rambam says, in Pertalabim, the Tzirah, I think Pertalabim, so he says, "Behold, the Cheskas Sholem, Achivimu Arimkin, Shevodom Zibab." Here the Rambam tells us to consult doctors, but in Rishlev he doesn't tell us to consult doctors. We don't have to consult any more doctors in Rishlev. But here he tells us to consult doctors because they are it's halach of Gavak Taylor. What does Gavak Taylor mean? They can't tell it because he said the wrong. So even if there is a potential for it, but since the doctors today don't know it, so what the veil is the potential for it to be discovered 10 years later. So what? So in Akhnami, 50 years ago, I remember 50 years ago, so if somebody had tuberculosis, so everybody said, he's finished. Everybody used to say like that. The way we say about certain people who suffer from terminal cancer, that you cannot survive more than 2 months. So that's the way we talk about any person who had tuberculosis. So that 10 years ago, somebody killed a tuberculosis patient, he was put out of his bed because he was out of payout. But today, if somebody kills a tuberculosis patient, he's hired to this. If somebody kills today a patient who suffers from terminal cancer, of course he's not there, he's hired to the Shammai, but he's put out to this. Maybe a year later, he will be hired. Maybe. Hopefully. Because there, the adaptation depends upon the actual effect. Whether it's actually heteromous or not. Not whether it's heteromous even potential. Machine can be got in trade of heteromous. So only if it is that kind of heteromous for which there is no potential cure. But if there is potential cure, so then it's not important. Alright, now. So, we should be ready on the work. Up to the next mission, they will take us daily.
Shri Yatesanila Trevas by the Rosh Hashiva, Hey Yo, Hey Tov Shem Hem Vav, May 14th, 1986 on Wednesday.
Because we had a kabbalah, we battle the samachai. So we shall encounter Rambam and meet the splendor of the two categories of Tripe. One Tripe that is based upon our consciousness, and the other is the Tripe that is based upon Hieronymus. So never, I say, in respect to Moch Yehudi, it certainly cannot come into the Tripe of Moch Yehudi, because it's not listed in the list of the Tripe of the Tripe. So it could only be considered as a Tripe on the basis of Nidalobus. So since we have a Kabbalah, the Babel of Samachai, also it couldn't be Tripe on the basis of Nidalobus. But according to Rashford, there are no two categories. And he mentions that Samachai means even on the felt, even on the Fue, this Gimore. So obviously, that according to the Rajbo, so it's not a mere statistic. It's an essential. But then, there's another Rajbo. On one hand, it appears from the Rajbo, in the Chide, that it's an essential fact in Ahayo. And then, the Rajbo says, in respect to call Yesak not upon it, that Eino Chayo only applies to Chaseo, but not to Yiseo. But it's right anyway. If the Rashi should have been that the Eino Chayo is the essence of the Yiseo, and the Chalishan Tripe is grounded in the Eino Chayo, in the Nidalomus. So, and he says, Kogyesa Kratodoma is Chayo, so why is it Tripe? Because the Lavoch HaKayesa is not. So if we say that it's only a statistical fact, we understand. But if it's an essential fact, so that is the essence of the Yisrael. And by Yisrael, so it is not the Lavoch. So why is it a thing? So there is that. So I said as follows. Now the Rashbo, in that Chubay, he asked the Kashi, what about Mandoma who says to what's about Mandoma who says Tripe Chayo? So why is it Tripe? So from that Kashi itself it appears it's not a mere statistical fact, it's essential. So I should give it Terex. The Machlekes between the Mandoma, Tripe Chayo or Tripe Ina Chayo is whether it can be Chayo with this Chayish. So the Mandoma who says Tripe Ina Chayo holds that it couldn't survive from the Israel. And the Madonna who says Tripe Ohio, it could survive for the Israel for 2 years, for 3 years, but ultimately it's going to die. Machmas de Mari. Machmas de Mari. So again it appears that from the the Inochayo is the basis of the Israel. But on the other hand, he says, vis-a-vis, Koryesak Nalunome, so it is higher. And it's not even going to die ultimately. It can live the normal span of life as if it hadn't been in Israel. So why is it right? So then it means that it's only a statistical fact. But the other Rashbos tend to indicate that it's an essential fact. Now, in regard to that Kashi, raised by the Rashi, what's about the Mandoma who says the Tripe is higher, so why is it to why is it to some Tripe? So the Rashi with the Teretz, it's still Sephiromus, but it can live with this Chayesh. Tesfes gives another Teretz, means what? Nora says in Sporan that with design, I mentioned that, you know, when we learned the beginning of the Tripe, that maybe Neach himself was a Tripe. Being famous, this is Kashi, while the Chayach became a nation 300 years and after the Mar. The Yesh Rema, the Shemo, the Chayach, who will use corrode, because even though he lived, but it was not a life of health. It was a life, you know, of sickness, you know, of weakness. The Holy Care of Wings called Visuting Kimandoma Gritahara. Now, there, I think there is a similar basis in the story. So he said the same thing, because even though it's hard, I think that according to cases and according to the Hashbon and possibly even according to the Rambam too, so the inner Chayo is not a regular statistical fact. But in a certain sense, it is an essential fact. But not that the fact that it's going to die before this Chiddush is the essential fact. In other words, the Torah declared certain makis as a trifor, because these makis are major makis, not minor makis. You know, sometimes in the Hino Heli minor, a minor market, a minor organic defect, so that doesn't make any difference. But has a very major market, so then it makes it into a pain. It makes it into a pain. So maybe the question is, what is the criteria whereby we determine as to whether it's a major market or it's a minor makor? So according to Mandala, who says, Pentor in Chayo, it doesn't link in this Chayesh. So this is the test. The fact that it couldn't survive from growing mountains indicates that it's a very major makor. So major, it couldn't even survive for 12 months. And Mandala, who says, three points higher, so the Rashba says, it's again the same thing. It's not the not living, the dying. The dying is only a riot that it's a very serious matter. It's not a trivial thing. For riot, it's fatal too. And the Madonna who says, three points higher, I mean, the base creation. So the raya consists in the fact that it cannot survive in this chiddush. So it's a raya that it's a very major matter, a very major organic defect. Don't know, says Rebbe Chayo, it can be in this chiddush, but the lifespan will be reduced. So the fact that the lifespan will be reduced is the raya that it's a very major matter. But it's not the ultimate death that is the essence of Shemaria. The ultimate death is the idea that it's a very major matter. the male Rambam says, since there is a loche of yesakim, so by the loche, that means that whenever a certain chisom, when an organic, a certain organic diminution is a major makor, so the same organic excess is also a major makor. But yes, but it can be, doesn't matter, it's not the ultimate death per se that makes it individual. The ultimate death is the raya that it's a very major makor. Since there is a loche of yes, I can only. So that means whenever a certain organic diminution is a major makor, so the same organic excess is also a major makor. In other words, let's say if the behemoth upper part of the hind leg, it is taken off. So it's pregnant. Why pregnant? Because the removal of the upper part of the hind leg, what we need, constitutes a very major matter. The removal of the foot, not a major matter, but the removal of the upper part of the hind leg is a major matter. How do we know this major matter? He's going to die from it too. So of course it's a major makor. So maybe if he has an extra leg, it just is major makor. Because of course, yes, he cannot come, but it's not the ultimate death. So in other words, it is an essential fact, but it's not an essential fact. The essential fact does not consist in the dying. The dying is only a riot that it's a very serious organic thing. It's not a minor organic thing. It's a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing. Like the Mele, even Ramatam, we said Ramatam, that Ramatam is Felik and the Ramatam. And the Rashi of the Ramatam, but also saying that insofar as the semen of Chayo, so that it means in Chayo, even on the therapy, and according to the Rambam, so the semen of Chayo is not that it's in Chayo even when the therapy is given, but it means in Chayo without medical treatment, and we said about the time the same thing. This is why Rabbi Tam says the Krita Sodom is Chayav. Nikvorei, not only is Chayav, so the Kashi, so why did we know, why did the Rabbonim mention the Raya to the Yitzhak of Yehude from Yehel. But here there's another, the answer is, the reason is why Odom is history master, and the Hebrew person master, it doesn't mean that a certain market that is taken in the evening is not taken in the evening. It's the same thing. If it is taken, I mean, this is what the whole modern science is based upon the premise that if something is taken in the evening, it's taken in another. If it's taken in another, it's taken in the evening. But, so, that is true, that if anything is taken in the vein, it's taken in another. But certain markets are painful if no therapy is applied. But the therapy is applied if a certain drug is given, a certain herb is eaten by the person or by the vein, then it's not fatal anymore. But in respect to Behim or who is Wesley Masle, and then I mentioned the two pshatim in Masle, the Rashi's pshat in the Kamre, Das, he knows how to adjust himself, you know, to the environment, to adapt himself to the environment, to his intelligence, and Rashi's pshat in Shabbos, Malach HaMimune, Al-Odom, which means the Ashkenazi parties. So maybe in respect to Adam, So even though there is no cure, but somehow, through his intelligence and through the Hashgoche, so he will need the proper herb. You see, he will need the proper herb. I think the Mitzvah says it not enough. Primarily because of Ashbarakotis. But by the Hebrew, there is no Ashbarakotis, the Rambam says in the Hebrew, there is only Ashbarakotis. So if there is no cure, so then Meichatelikse, then the Hebrew would get the proper treatment. So this is what I'm doing. So, according to Ramatam, the Ramatam agrees with the Rambam. At one point, that the semen of Eina Chaya means without the food. But food for the foliage could be high. But still, Ramatam holds that Eina Chaya is an essential fact. Why? Because it's not the Eina Chaya per se. The Eina Chaya is a value that it's a very major matter. According to the Rambam, the Rambam, when is it right, it's very major matter, if ultimately it results in his death, in the behemoth's death, even when the Bepuya is given. And according to Rambam, even if only if the Bepuya is not given, but the fact that without the Bepuya it will result in it will be painful, proves it. That the market is a very serious market. Maybe we could say, even in the Rambam, we prove that according to the Rambam, there are two categories of faith. One category of faith is based upon the law of Mishnah Sinai, and the higher in higher is only semen, and the inner higher means without the faith. For three to four, it could be higher. And there's another kind of faith where the whole Halloween faith is based upon the cross, like Mutalah or any. And there it means it's little almost, and there is no potential for it either. Unless you make a plastic, so then it's upon the abortions. But that means by itself, without the conscious, so there is no cure, so it's made of almost. So it's made of almost. But, even the category, because the Rambam many times mentions the fact of inhalation, it tended to indicate that the Rambam agrees in the Ashbon Rambam that the inhalation is essential. No. Even according to the Rambam, there are two categories of faith there. So it's also an essential. But in regard to the interlongs category, so the essential fact consists in the fact that it's interlongs, without a liquid. In respect to the traits that are based upon the Allah's mission in Sinai, so the Allah's mission in Sinai given that it's not just with us, of course, just for Kadume. These are faith, just like that. The behemoth is in the best of our, but the other is not a Zerzakosu. It's a Zerzakosu. These are major markets. Why are these major markets? Because all these markets without Kripuye, so it would be fake. There might be other markets that without Kripuye it would be fake. But these, they are what we should see now in another question. But the order to be trusted in what we should see now, I consider major markets because without the prayer, they would be failed. So that proves us that it's a major market. This I discussed in the beginning of the parish, and I wanted to repeat it because I think it's very important. If the heart is perforated, but it doesn't penetrate into the cloud, so it's shame. Suppose that the ribs were fractured, but the spinal cord was not severed, so it's shame. If the cocaine was taken out and a small piece of the cocaine of the liver remained, so it's shea, if it has iron. Now this is one of the things I mean that modern people probably, be amazed, but it's not difficult in any way, because insofar as the traces of our relation Sina is concerned, so then this is not one of the traces. It's not one. Insofar as the Columbus is concerned, so true without but potentially there is a cure. As a matter of fact, today they already have begun, doctors have already begun to perform operations on the liver. 20 years ago that was not heard of, an operation on the liver. They wouldn't touch it, and today doctors perform operations on liver. Sometimes when there is a tumor on the liver, and doctors perform operations, and they cut out part of the liver, and there are cases where the patient lives. So in other words, so it's not in the lungs. And as far as the trade of operation is not, it's not the trade of our local clinician. Hence, the Subhisattva says, now they are forced from exile the Hema. So, the Subhisattva says in the second summary, The first of it is the character. That is the woman. That's the first one. The second stomach is the Vesakesas. It is the Vesakesas. It's called in English the reticulus. So that's the second stomach. The third stomach is the Hanses, the Omasis. It's a similar word. The fourth stomach is the Kepha, the Maw. So, Hemses, is a case, is a there is a naked between the second stomach and the third stomach. So, each is doing each other. So then, it is not right. Nikolatul is this clean was cut out. So then it's not right here. Nikolatul. In other words, the grace, it means according to what all the Shem say, without any exception, and if the Pashto is a Roshan, because the Roshan Amishti is not Mitlach Loya, but Mitlach Loya, even if both kidneys were taken out, so then it's still not a prayer. Not. So you ask, but can a prayer without a single kidney live? The answer is no. So the answer is the same. Insofar as the prayer is about the kidney is concerned, the prayer is not included in the list of prayer organs. As Nidromus is concerned, of course, I mean, unfortunately, if a person has disease kidneys, so they cannot live. But potentially there is a cure. Now, what kind of a cure? They are already doing transplant kidneys. But insofar as the cure consisting in transplant of the kidney is concerned, so that wouldn't explain Shkisarama the way we explained the machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. The Rambam says that Mitlach Le'Elia is great, and the Torah says it's not great. So, the right also the Rambam says in the Torah of Le'Elia, because of the upper jaw is completely removed, then how could the behemoth bring them? So it would be exposed to all the elements of nature. The lung would be exposed to the elements of nature, and it couldn't live very long under such circumstances. So it's not Mustafa that the two in the Shulchan and Rambam in regard to this material. So the answer is, but it could live if we make a transplant. And it's going back to the building, it was a war, it was done to certain servicemen in the American army. So whose upper jaw was completely, blown off. And then they performed miraculous operations, many miraculous operations, and these soldiers, American soldiers, were able to live. So the question is, what is the Shikisarama? Again, it's not just about to say that he knew the transfer and he's safe. So then there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah and the Shikisarama. So we said, because according to the Rambam, when is the tachkoy of Nidromus, there is a therapeutic remedy, a potential therapeutic remedy. But if there is no therapeutic remedy, not even potential, but there is a surgical remedy, you can make a transplant, so that That doesn't mean that it's not important. It's a reason. And there is no cure. But you make it very expensive, yet it comes from Hadoshis. But without the Hadoshis, there is no remedy. Actual altar. That can be a part of the compound. Why is it not closed? Not very clear. It's not listed in the law of missions. Now, let it be very clear. It's having problems. So what to say, because there is a possibility that they are doing already, and the possibility of making the kidney live by making the transplant of the kidney. But according to Rambam, the fact that there is a possibility of curing it by means of a transplant, which is a contradoshes, does not take it out from the category of Nicolomus. Because without the contradoshes, there is no cure. So why do that place cure? So we have to say that potentially there is a cure for Nicolomus. If I would put a cure to you, doctors don't speak of it today, but maybe I'm meaning like, hopefully, there'll be a time when they'll discover a therapeutic cure without recourse to his transplant. But, the lower job, so the name is Sheyor, Mitloim Shalom, Mitloim Shalom. If the uterus was taken out from the baby, so then it's Sheol, or Husami Shamani. Husami means if the lung of the baby is Sheol. Now the Gemara says there are two types of Huso. There is a Huso Biodo, and there is a Husami Shamani. I'm very ignorant in many matters, so I can't explain it, but it seems strange. So, chuso, so we say, if it's a chuso, it's driven because the baby got frightened as a result of the thunder. It's all frightened, so the lung shriveled. So it's chilling. It's not. But if it's driven to be alone, so then, it's not true. Even more of this kind. Had Luda. Luda means if the hide of the baby was removed and nothing remained, the hide was removed. So, the Mea Machia, the Chachom and Pesim, that Nikvara Geret to Lopesomis, King Forest, Ochin, Koryoko, if it was, if there is a slit lengthwise in the gargaris in the windpipe, in the trachea, or with a moron, the dimore, points out that may we learn that in style in any mile matter, if there is a mixas of a ring, you know, and the trachea, you have rings. So, if there is a mixas of the ring on top, and the mixas of the ring remains at the bottom, even though there is a slit coextensive with the trachea, but there is a mixas of the ring intact on top, and a mixas of the ring of the back intact at the bottom, so then it shows off. Mithras are the data, so it's a mithras. The great moment is a mithras of bones, it's stable. Or, if it is, hence, as soon as I can say, she needs to tell me, say, there, she's looking at the eighth moment. So she made a mad book in the reserve, which she also made a cook in the reserve. Because we know from the Kimati Kaikut Nisayan, in a letter of people who are so similar to sex, they are done in Amesha. Nikola Kriatakhe, because the food goes from the chairs into the sakins, from the cases into the answers. So maybe the letter is Zalisaze, So that's not in the margin. Mitlaya tahti malaboso vasi vondi kukoyan posa aeim matis yutres aeim matis shamitire shav lav nabo uhaku shabri shamayi niti chvenu tita long shvenu tita shamayi before the boy she talk kore shabri shamayi kichinita son kimramu koki chavu so kosho He holds the chair and she moves in town and sturdy, who loves the forest and the idea in the Shaman with the other. How do they should be played or so you must not scream and not a floor or you will inspire gloom. If not the forest can be sure and lay on the chair. My dear and my mind faith is that. The first Mishnah says in faith. The second Mishnah says in chair. So Bechen says the expression in the first Mishnah Yukaitis is that. Birapshim Lopu Shammah Yukshevas that. That the expression in Yukshevas in the second Mishnah. Bismayi Konifige Bid Rav Masne Yom Rav Masne Haidu Kediatne Ishot Niduk the Kreife. It's one of the Shech Shmaitzer, the seven Kreifes. So one of the phrases is book of the atme he shot me book if the thigh bone is holding me the femur of the embula. So if the thigh bone slips from tzake, from toes, so it's trinke. Again, I'm a real trinke. Toke, trinke. So in other words, the Mishneh emphasizes these are the traits. No more traits. These are the traits. Don't the traits. And then the Mishneh concludes after. Koshin komal komeyo chayo trait. So it's rather something. Otherwise, why do we have to say it? Because the after. The chasne di ramasne di asne di after. And then, the Tanya took notice of Rav Masne's Treife, of Bukhegi Atke, he showed me that my Tanya, he downloaded me to it. So it appears that Bukhid Akhi Shabni Bukhde is similar to the previous listed in the Mishnah. Why is it similar? Because it's also a Torah. The Mishnah mentions a number of Nituris. So Nituris like Mitla Kodesh, the Mishnah and the Gloom. So Bukhid Akhi also is Nituris. So then one could assume that just as Mitla Kodesh and the Gloom is painful, so Bukhid Akhi Shabni Bukhde, the thigh bone was completely slipped from its socket, so it's also painful. So that's why the kind of the Mishneh emphasizes. Tone Eilu Treifas, Hanu Mi Treife, or the Rabbaste Kshero, the Rabshim Mochi Shomarim Kshero Zaki, Tone Treifas, ביטון איזה הכלל ביחדתי ברב מסנה ולא יעשי בזה הכלל מה הייתה עם אליו ומקום לדמיה ואולי פשוט לדמיה ותתורנה מלא דמיה תאמי לקשירס תאמי לקשירס אבל ברב מסנה תראי ביחדתי תאמי ברב מסנה ולא מה הייתה יעשי ולכבר חייבת וזה הכלל מדמיה ותורנה סניס ומתורי Treibe für die Amin, nicht wahr, Kodei. Die Kach, Tome, Ego, die Treibe, die Mitte. Die Heide, die Tome, Ego, die Treibe ist, Tome, Name, Ego, die Schere, aber dann der Meid, die Hand, die Tome, die Treibe, auch der Masse, die Schere. Und die Tome, Name, die Dami, der Wab, die Tome, die Dami, Hand, die Tome, die Schere. Nicht wahr, Tome, war Kreuz. Aber die was hier, der Masse, die Treibe. So, Leute, Kodei, da Bechen, Wie geht's, Rav Masne's Halachah? And the Shlokish accepts Rav Masne's law. Good. Om Rav Masne, Haipuke, Yadmen Nishapni Bukte, Treite. In the Bible, slipped from Tzake to its Treite. The Hobomak Shelo, it's not Treite. It's a Nide Treite. But Obe says that if together with the title being slipping from its socket, so in addition, the ligaments were severed, the ligaments coming out from the title were severed and distant. The Hilka said that even if the ligaments are severed, if Sechnanish, unless decay started to set in the ligaments. So then it is not. So even though we don't pass quite a masne, but still we accept the chef's mindset, because in certain situations, so the book it up in the Shapuduch is taken, in other words, coupled with the severance of the ligaments and with a case setting in the ligaments, then it is like that. You may teach it a basic of what the hell and what you may be sacking the economy. Buke, Reha Kulye, there's the title, Hatruvo, ויצא וחל לרצם העל וישקר מהם כמה עד כמה תאכסר how much it is removed from the faith here so it's still chelo and when it is going to become chelo Omar Zire Hatim Luis Hamlo וחלים שיעורי Yuki, he never saw himself healthy. It's entirely possible. So, the people in Babel, many of them, never saw in their lives the entire world. It was currently in the world, but not in Babel. So, after you scramble on Shurei, you never have seen the result healthy. So, if you want to be shy, so she may in other words, Kodnoi is also as good as his city. And I know not has, no, it's not his name, but Kodnoi is the place he's sitting in the Caucasian Mountains. And they are, that's Kavinia. So Kavinia is in the Caucasian Mountains. There is a tradition. If Noah's ark stopped and landed and the heart is mentioned on it, it's the Caucasian on it. So all our world is the Caucasian on it. And then the Soviet Russia is the meaning of the Caucasian on it. So you saw Zilasa, you to the people in God. So he said, you never had seen and he had been throwing his whole galaxy so you can shire the traitors of Nexa. May God care is even other problem with the Chaldean problem, Chaldean Dina. We have a deep sheet there, Zutra say, and the Chaldean coin is the same size as a sheet. I mean, that's a coin that was current in the world. So the Habakkuk sheet is to say, a small part, you know. Let's say, you have in America, in the United States, you have the dollar, that's the big one, and you have the penny. So the penny is the sheet, it's the in every country, so we have the big coin, you know, and the smoke comes. So she gets the smoke. And starts having it, she didn't even say, so the cardine engineer has inside as the smoke comes in the well. And you, among the various coins, cheap coins, in the said, you find that contour. So in other words, so he, from the trachea, was cut out a piece as large as this coin, the convenient coin, so then it's fake. When it's come over to show your reason, you start talking to you, you may put in your reason, you actually know the hour or two. Omar, Rabhanine, so yeah, Rabhanine, he was a banker, Shulchan. So, and what did the Shulchan do? They exchanged money. They still do that, you know. If you want change coins of, let's say, a $50 bill, so you go to your bank, and then you ask for a number of products for the $50 bill, and they use it. I know sometimes I had to wait, you know, a long time, because a certain grocery owner was asking coins of $100 bills, so I had to spend there, I mean, maybe an hour and a half, you know. So Rav Kone was a banker. You know him, so he said, Rav Kone, the banker, Ulem Noye, Hadukoye Banatre. Banatre was standing before me. But he was standing before me. Ulem Noye, Dukakoye Noye, Mishayabu Kepes. So he came to me, and he asked me for the convenient dinner. Why did he need a convenient dinner? In order to Mishaye Kepes. Of Jesus, I went out. Ulem Noye, come, come. So I wanted to stand up for him. I think that Banatre is the same one as Abaye. It's Abaye, because Banatre, he would come for him. So Kone wanted to stand up for him. He said, we're talking, but the other is okay. The Lusha Kone, Banatre didn't let me stand up. Normally, so Banatre said to me, Kone, he said, shame, sit down, don't stand up. In the wilderness, I heard him lying, and I'm coming, he sure shall sit in the back. Well, this thing shows how loyal a worker has to be to the employer. In other words, if somebody works for the employer and gets paid not per job, and gets paid per hour, if he gets paid per job, if he wants to stand up, that's his business. Why not? He gets paid for the job. So if he wants to waste his time, fine. It's his decision. But suppose he gets paid, let's say, $10 an hour, and then he'll start being covered to every contochen. So it could mean that instead of working, he will be kind of mitzvahs. Of the Siva Toku without the Kuzokin, that's not the ideal thing. So, in other words, it's to do mitzvahs at the expense of the employer is not the nicest thing in the world. So that's why in Maui is Ashwin, Lamin, Vinamakom, Vishor, Shasusim, and Lakom, the Amazikim, they are given headset to the employer. Some melee don't stand up for me because you are not working for yourself. You are working for an employer. So the time you spend standing up for me. So that involves a headset moment to your employer. The boy, if a woman is not allowed to stand up for him, okay. But now called Bali is in there. Yishlam and Yishlamon, they even when you are him, I'm Shimon and Kremi, the Achim Shalem, the Mishnah Bikurim, mentioned the whole ceremony of Avodah Bikurim. So when the Jews were Bikurim, say, the first place, so from all that sort, so they decided to march together, like should every Jew march by himself, so it's more cheerful when they walk together, they march together. So as they entered Yerushalayim, and the groups of the pilgrims marched in with their cooling, so all the Balunias interrupted their work, and they greeted the Nevi'i cooling, and they said to them, in the name of the interrupted their work, not upon the Chachamim, just within the Kurim, who are playing Jews, they're not Chachamim. Or sometimes it happens from Chachamim was also maybe the Kurim, but not necessarily. So it could have been playing Jews, not on the Chachamim. And still they interrupted their work in order to give cover to a Ace and Mitzvah, Al Haskamah de Chachamah, that it should be neutral to interrupt the work, to give cover. What's the kasha? In the chaname. For the easy mitzvah. So you have to interrupt here. You have to interrupt here. But for the chacham not, Omar Abiyas in the Arabin, Beyoleh kamot kibo mitzvah bishayto. Shal Omar Abiyas in the Arabin. So that means that the mitzvah bishayto, so is that it's more important to give kodesh to a lazy mitzvah shaito than to give kodesh from the Rambam. So the Gemara refutes that. He says, we might know. Now we can say that giving kodesh from the Rambam is more important than giving kodesh to lazy mitzvah. Now, how is it that the Chachamim were makia, the Balunias, to interrupt their work, to pay tribute to the Eisei Mitzvah, to the Nevi'i Bikurim, and they were not makia to interrupt their work, to give tribute to them. So, the Jews, the population for the Hei Mitzvah, Machshin, lots of water, the Talmud Chochem, if it's a real Talmud Chochem, he doesn't need any cover, as in Jewish Israel. If he needs cover, as in Jewish Israel, so they're not interested in that kind of Talmud Chochem anyway. So the Talmud Chochem will be involved in learning anyway, whether he's given cover or he's not given cover. One of the Koshmoy, Yecheskel ben Buzi, the real Talmud Chochem is ready to embezzle himself, to embezzle himself for the Torah. So it doesn't feel as interesting. But the plain Jews, the workers, the marketing, the business people, if you don't give them cover, they will not be Jews to bring the Kurim before or make such a trip. Make such a trip to your clan, the Jew lives at the other end of the galaxy solar. So he has to make a trip. So he has to have an incentive. He has to have an inducement. The covenant is a big inducement. But I'm the Chachamim. Do not need an inducement. The real Talmud Chochem is ready to be the Baza Atzma of the Veil. I remember from Wasserman, who was an American in York, that was shortly before the outbreak of the Second World War. So he spoke in the synagogue in Washington Heights. It was a beautiful, ordinary man, So I was washing my hands. So I went to hear so the Hong Basan and mentioned this story. Very interesting story. He said after the First World War, so also the Ukrainian yeshivas were opposite. Because the Jews in Lithuania and in Poland were not favorably disposed towards the Germans, even though that was some years before. But the Germans were no tzaddikim. No tzaddikim, even during the First World War, they were British army. They were British army. On one hand, every city that they occupied in Poland or in Lithuania in the First World War, so they installed electricity and trains. I mean, they were civilized people. So, I mean, Lithuania, until the Germans occupied their towns, they didn't know of electric light. They didn't have any chance. It was the Germans who installed electricity in every town. They occupied during the First War. And the trains, but on the other hand, they were very ruthless and arrogant. The arrogant, one was fighting from Munchik. In Munchik, during the First World War, so the whole boys had from Malachia Tenenbaum. But Malachia Tenenbaum was known as one of the Dele Adol. One of the Dele Adol from Malachia Tenenbaum, Chris, the Dele Malachia, in the same time, Chris. So when they occupied Guangzhou, so naturally the Jews had to give them headquarters, right? And the European towns, so it was, you know, you had a courtyard and then you had a number of houses, you know, and every person lived in one house. But you had single houses in every courtyard, you had many houses. So some of the houses were given as headquarters for the German soldiers. So Malachia Tenenbaum, during the Sukkot, while the German soldiers, you know, occupied, you know, well, you know, in the houses in the same courtyard where he lived, so he didn't eat the whole suitcase, he didn't eat in the suitcase. He ate at home, the first night of the suitcase. So, then the sheikh said, in the fire, has to eat. So he waited, so all the meals he ate at home. That's why he says, in style is not a message. If I am to meet in the suitcase, so I have to go through the courtyard. So I'll see the faces of the arrogantly showing the German soldiers. So then I'll be sick. And then I'll throw up everything that I do. I just can't look at the arrogant faces of these German officials. And they were so gentle in those days, you know, they were very gentle. 1914, 1915, 1916, you know. But they knew the number. Then I got no intention about after the First World War, so many Lithuanian yeshivas were acquitted. So then, after the war, so they had to redo the yeshivas, time was asked by all the shivas that he should make a campaign. So then, so time I decided to go to the big towns to raise money for the yeshivas. We had to rebuild the yeshivas. So we decided to go to the building. The building was considered a big city. So we asked Rabbi Hanan to go to the building. So Rabbi Hanan went to him. So Rabbi Hanan went to him. So the building had so they just left it. Found out it's well, you could be a list. And you know, and in Vilna, we didn't have, you know, the building like today, for the Shabbos and the support machines. So, we didn't visit a Jew who was not Orthodox. I mean, that goes without saying. So, the building was very Orthodox. So, we decided to visit certain Germany. So, we visited one Jew here in Vilna, and he was so nice. And complimented them such a cover and gave them a thousand bad machines. Yeah. Then they visited another year. He accepted that and not good. He didn't insult them. He didn't insult them, but he said, but he has such expenses, he has family, he has this, he has that, and they were scripting it to be a man. He can't give them a then they visited the territory of the world. So he started to scream outside, calling the name Shmuel, the parasites, when you want to bring my mother. He was not that new, I knew that he was and actually, he walked out. So, as he walked out, his hand turned to the home and said to the home, you see, and they are the Zohar, they see you are very upset. He had tears in his eyes. And the home was in it. You are sinning. So he says, Yerzeas Yerbein, Yerzeen, Schar of the Ministry of the Mershon Bazook. The Mershon Bazook of the Ministry, we won't get any reward because we visited the first Kibir in Vilna, who gave us 1,000 waters just like that. We won't get Schar of the Ministry. Long of me, Koshmoy, the Chesedos, Ben Guzi, and I should be the Asmi of the Hill. I should be the Asmi of the Hill. So I'm saying it in connection. So it says, my Vilna people should hate me to my family of the Hill. They do not come and talk to me. Like at the time, he does not even induce me to cover it, just a lot for him. And if he's thrown out, that will be my dear inducement. To work more for her. But when you use the most asking business to the workers, you don't give them cover, they'll stop coming. So that's why, not because the cover of easy mitzvah is more important. It's more important than cover. I once told someone criticized why the yeshiva is, whenever the honor in the mayor, and even if the mayor is not such a time, they still do the honor. And they don't honor the prophets, I said. And the Godot doesn't have to get honor. If he's a real Godot, so he'll be involved in learning anyway, whether he gets honor or not. But please, he's this little. You don't give him credit, he won't give you money. Machshira wants to love it. Okay. Now, the Chacham Shloim Shulchan Aruch, the Chacham Shloim Shulchan Aruch, این بالونی یه سریست این وقتا خیلی دوشه کنه خیلی سکر میشه خیلی وقته این ساکیزه یه ماسته میشن میشن این کاری رو میشه من سیخی با خیلی دیسته همه چیز سر رو بخن میشه مخصوصتر این بالونی من یعنی این ماسته بیشه این ما بخن میشه شریست این ماسته این میکنیم بیدی کنیم کنیم سکر بکنیم میکنیم این خطم دیشه ریزون با بید خیلی نیسه بیشهای بسید من یه خبه با مخشی ها میشه میده من پانی چون بیده خوابه به یادی این باقی میده برای یک اما مخ کیسه و کیسه و کیسه و کیسه و کیسه و باید که کیسه و کیسه و کیسه و هی خیلی شیه و غربان و کیسه و و اگر بشی و خیلی کسی مرسی نیستی زمان دیگه گرد توفت بشید را بگو کنید این هم کم را فسان بشید را و بگو کنید بشم را این بگیم که باید من دیگه و بسیار را این بگیم که بشینات نخل بیان و بیان را بگیم را شمیر را بشتیم که یه خیلی خیلی کار ساوه کار که بشم را این the silence he found Rodelis was cut out, was removed, a piece, the silence of his will, so then it's strange, and according to the serial, it's strange, can you see not in a high loss, the other one is more difficult in favor, that will be created as a moon, how can you see not in a high loss, Gisela, یعنی ها سان مسید که تا نکیسه های خیلی سی نکیسه های و شید قبل نخیم های بخی شید قبل نکیسه های سو میتونتن کنم بخی هم میتونتن بی ایکیه سن نکیسه های سو اکار میتونی سیوه های ای فکی سیوه سایز اپن اکسکتر اپن اکسکتر واز بیموف فرم دسکول سو دن ایتریم According to Bishamai, only it was removed to Neymar-Deach. To Neymar-Deach is a Sela-Plus. You know, to Nachal-Yomus is a Sela-Mitzulitze. But to Neymar-Deach is a Sela-Plus. So in this spectrum trade, the Sela will be the Machmi. And Shammai would be killed. But in respect to Maseo, so then according to the Shammai, only if his loss was removed from the score, then it is in the patient score, and it's not in time of the air. But if he's a mutsumtsen was removed, cut out from the human skull, so then it's considered a substantial skull, and it's still becoming there. So the Shammai are the Mahmir. But according to the Israel, even if he's a mutsumtsen, not he's a lost, but he's a mutsumtsen. It's already considered in the patient call, and it's not in Tamil Nadu. So he.